Hi, everyone, and welcome to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Daryl.
We made it.
We definitely did. What a weekend. We're recording this. Maybe I'll release this like actually today. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
The
We have the day
post
off.
C2E2 Monday. Yes, because we took Friday off to travel, Saturday to do things, Sunday to also travel, and today is our recovery day.
Yes, and I don't anticipate us doing much of anything except eat and playing video games.
Two of my favorite things.
It's just is a lot, like an abundance of car time, then an abundance of walking, then another abundance of car time.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget standing in line.
Yes.
So even though we were on our feet for so long, the miles trackers did not give us quite so much credit, I think, as we were due, because we were standing and waiting in line for things like Svengoolie. Which
Yeah.
worth it.
And shout out to my friends Mickey and Ashley. We stayed with them in the suburbs of Chicago, got to see the kids, had a really great supper on Friday night with them.
Thankful to Mickey for driving, especially.
Yeah,
I'd
in
have been so
Chicago.
stressed out.
Yeah, you would have been just rattled by the time we got to C2E2. And I wanted us to record this because I actually got a press badge.
And it's super cute. It's a sleepy moon.
It is, which we're sleepy moons now. And it was great that they issued me this press badge so I'd have the ability to like get in smoothly and for us to then give the ticket I had purchased for myself to my friend Mike, who is Ashley's brother. So we dragged him along too.
Yes.
So we got to bring an extra friend. Due to the press pass, and I wanted to be able to put out an episode for us to talk about going to the con and all the fun stuff that we did. So then we can just get back to our regular programming with other episodes too. Because there's so much to talk about, we would take up like an entire episode to talk about it anyway.
Is
So,
true.
let's see. We had a plan going in, like we were checking the guest list like every day, especially
Yes.
in the couple of weeks leading up to the con, to be like, who will be there? Who do we want to meet? What are we bringing to get signed?
Yeah, and I need to do a better job of it next time, because one of the Defiant, Star Trek Defiant issues I brought, the
You thought it was going to be for Malachi Ward, and then we walked past his booth and like, hey, did you bring something for Malachi? And you're like, yeah, I did. It's a Defiant issue. And we're like digging in the bag,
We find it.
bring it out.
We check the credits. He did one of the variant covers that I did not get.
Yes, you had like the standard cover and we're like, oh no.
But I
But
did go back and I bought a Beverly art print,
yeah, a Dr. Crusher print that looks really cool.
which that was the cover for the retailer incentive version.
Oh, which sometimes because we are like one of the few people I think that subscribe to Star Trek at Comic Book College here in Minnesota, I don't think they get to the threshold for some of the retailer incentive covers.
Probably not. But I did ask for one for the Star Trek Celebrations, their Pride issue that
Yeah.
IDW is putting out.
Yeah.
It'll be out at the end of May, like the
May.
29th or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe we'll be in Des Moines that weekend,
I don't know.
for Des Moines Con,
Yeah.
hopefully. But
It'll.
yeah, it looked great.
Yeah, the print is really fun, a really irregular size. So on the way home, we stopped at a Michael's in Eau Claire, Wisconsin,
Yep.
to get some frames for things just to like get ahead of the curve.
And then we realized that the frames that we have for the 11 by 17s we had gotten off of Amazon instead of Michaels. But
And
we did get others that we did need.
yes, so I finally found a frame for something that has been in my like the raw art box that I have, which is just a FedEx mailer with a bunch of art that's unframed. I'm like, I need an 8x8 for that.
But protected.
Yes. So
Yeah, that was
you
one of
get
the.
that was like the first stop that we made in Artist Alley. By the way, Artist Alley at C2E2, nuts. Absolutely nuts. Like I I is joking that I was going to take an edible before going to C2E2. I honestly should have, because I was so overstimulated and socially anxious in Artist Alley.
I mean, everywhere, but it was especially rough because the aisles were so close together for most of those.
Yeah.
So it was a hard time getting around people, and especially folks who have mobility things. Like it must have been even
Yeah.
worse for them trying to
Yeah.
get carts or wheelchairs through.
Yeah. I really wish that cons would institute a policy on folks who are bringing legit wagons full of things to pull around in spaces like that, or suitcases. Like,
Yeah, we did
there's
see
not.
people with little wheelie doilies
And
with short boxes on them.
it's just not the place. Like, I forget, I think it was when we were separated at one point, and I was waiting at another table to get like one thing signed, and this person had a rolling suitcase full of comics to get signed, like on its side, and then they're like trying to manage it so it's like flipped open in front of the table, and they're trying to do their filing. Like, no, just please don't be that con person that has a rolling suitcase full of stuff. Or it there was a legit wagon as well, like,
Yeah,
or and not
several.
just one.
There was one ahead of us while we were waiting in this Benghuli line. Also, maybe be a little self-aware of how much noise you're making around other people who are waiting in line. Like, if you have something that squeaks, maybe bring
Yeah.
something that doesn't squeak.
Yeah, Svengoolie, who it's like Mystery Science Theater-esque, but he's been doing it for 45 years, and
Yes.
he does like interstitials for cheesy B-list horror movies and things like that weekly, Saturday nights on MeTV. He went national, I think, about 10 years ago, but I first became aware of him when I lived in Chicago about
Yeah.
10 years ago. So.
And he, like, the jokes are funny. He provides context on the actors and, like,
Yeah.
fun production notes. It's sort of like a staple of our Saturday nights, typically.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a Abbott and Costello or one of the 60s Hammer films. It's like, we'll be like, we need to be home by 7 o'clock to watch
Yeah,
this.
and we were waiting because he does a monthly newsletter, like so many people out there now does a monthly newsletter. And we were waiting for him to announce, like, I'll be at C2E2, and it got to be like
A week before?
early March when finally there were like some rumblings that maybe he would, and then finally, like 1 or 2 weeks before, it was confirmed and he was doing a free signing. So we got
The
that was
comics.
truly the first thing that we did. Like,
Yes.
before we hit up Artist Alley, it was get in line for Svengoolie, which we were among the first 20 or so.
Yeah, it still took quite a while for the line to move up.
Yeah, because it was a free signing. So, which
Yeah.
is great. I'm so glad that he did that
And
just to meet the public. And I was like, here's our line, let's get in it. And we thought we were like super early, like 45 minutes before the signing began. And the line grew and grew, and they had to cap it.
yeah, it went all the way down, around, down again, and back out,
Yeah.
like three lengths at least.
Yeah.
But we got the comics, like from whence the Sven bot comes.
Yes.
You had
So,
gotten one, but you also got all the variant covers.
yeah,
So we
from
got.
First Aid Comic Shop, Hyde Park, Chicago. It was my local comic shop when I lived there. They're great. They had him there for an in-store signing when it originally came out.
Oh.
So I got a signed one and the variants too, because I still love supporting them as a small local business to the South Chicago area.
So then we got all the variants signed, which is fun. Got a lot of stickers.
Yeah, he was so nice. Took a picture with us.
I feel like he is good with the side eye, like physical comedy things. Like, if people had like a little bit of video on their cameras, it would have caught, like, oh, I'm here with this person. Who's the creepy one? Har, har, har. Like, the physical comedy was good.
I was wearing a custom jumpsuit out of marble fabric that was vintage marble looking with the heads and everything.
It was super cute. It had a big collar.
Shout out to Norris Donta Ford, who did the instructional video a few years ago on YouTube, because I read the instructions. I am not new to sewing things.
No.
I've sewn shirts before. I've never needed a video. I read the first step in this jumpsuit instruction, and I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
What, like, what? And I would have screwed it up so badly, because the first step is just sewing, I think, the crotch in between the two front pieces. But the way I was interpreting it as I was reading it was zip the entire front together, like do join the two front pieces together. And
Oh.
that would have screwed up everything from there on. So Norris Donta Ford, he's on Instagram. He does great instructional videos for menswear. And he has 115,000 followers on Instagram. He's
Nice.
good. Like, this man is good at sewing. So I'll go back if I ever sew something and he has a video. It made it a breeze. I spent probably 8 hours sewing it, which is not terrible for
Nice.
an entire jumpsuit. Like, that's a lot of little pieces.
And is it must be cheaper than like getting the fabric and the pattern versus getting like a full garment, and you can choose whatever fabric you want too.
Exactly. And I did the large size, which
It worked out.
I like the way it sits on me. It would fit properly on you. So what it's supposed to be a little the ankles are
Higher?
so supposed to be a little high to show off a little leg.
Oh,
Yeah. So
interesting.
I can use the same pattern and make one for you at this point, out of any fabric you choose. But that's what I was wearing.
I was a easy breezy Madrox, so got a eyeliner pencil for the M. I already have a Madrox Bro Tank. And those two things together, I was just a dupe wandering around.
And some people recognized you.
Yeah, two people were like, "Hey, nice multiple man." And one person was like, "Hey, can I get a photo?" And I was like, "Sure, hand me a phone. I'll take a picture of you." And he was like, "No, I want a picture of you." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
That was a fun moment.
Yeah, it was a nice turnaround that I was not expecting.
Yeah. So the only panel we went to was Svengoolie's 45-year celebration.
Yeah, which turned into a Q&A, which was fun.
Yeah.
If they would do animated things like either movies or interstitials, learns a little bit more about their history, and it's a pretty small staff that they have.
And they film it locally in Chicago, and it is interesting. Like, I know about things, obviously, like needing to use a studio and things like that, but it really threw it into sharp relief when he was talking about, like, they put out 52 episodes a year. Some of them are repeats,
But
like,
they,
but they extended to 2.5 hours.
yeah, so they had to come up with more content, even for the things that they already had, and being able to get more people on and to be like, oh, what do we do for this? Like, it's an opportunity,
Yeah.
and the challenges that go along with it of making sure there's enough content for everything that you want to have done.
Yeah. And on top of all that, they do 10 to 16 new episodes per year. It depends on the rights that they have for movies and things like that.
Yeah. So much is contractual.
Yeah. And they have to, of course, book studio time. They don't have the Svengoolie set up all the time. So they need to, like, make sure they have time, and they have like regular guests now that come in as little co-hosts. And it's just interesting to consider the business side of things, where it's like, yep, they're showing this movie again for the second time in a year because that's the contract. Like,
Right.
that's the rights that came along with the contract. Like,
Yeah.
you gotta do it.
Maybe there'll be more killer shrews.
Yes.
Those poor dogs.
I forget the name of it. The one with Joan Collins in it.
Oh, the giant ants and the sugar
Yes.
factory.
Yes.
What was that
I
one?
don't know. It that's a
Maybe it was just giant ants.
probably. So that's the only one. So if we want to give a balance view of C2E2, I went a couple times about a decade ago when I lived in Chicago. And I feel the sessions then, like the panels and everything, were a lot better. Like, there is a lot of fan-driven content for this, which is fine, but it can also be very niche. The absence of the big two, Marvel and DC, like they didn't have a booth or anything. When I went back in the day, like Marvel had a panel, DC had a panel, and it
Like
was that.
corporate sponsored, like by big name editors and artists and
Yes, and
writers.
they would be up there, and what they did, like Marvel talked about it. What was it? I think that was the one I remember is when they were promoting Civil War II, which is not a good summer event, but they used it as an opportunity to talk about their summer event. So this year they would have been there if they had it to talk about Blood Hunt. So,
Oh, yeah.
and it was just disappointing. Like there was no, they've sort of given up, I feel, at least this year, on having presence there. And
Which is a shame. Like, it's one of the bigger cons, right?
And I'm glad that it's sort of like, oh, that you're privatizing the fandom. Like Unknown Comics, I'm so glad Unknown was there to bring in voice actors from the X-Men animated series
Yeah.
and David Nakayama, like, because Marvel wasn't there doing it.
Allison Court was there. Lenore Zahn was there, I think Friday, Sunday.
Yes.
And
Kel Dodd
Cal Dodd,
and
Catherine
Catherine
Disher.
Discher, which I had to go meet Catherine because I needed her signature on my animated series print that Dan Wiesenmeyer put out.
So nice. Like,
She was super nice.
yeah.
And like asked our names, introduced herself. She says, "Hi, I'm Kathy." Like super laid back and nice,
Yeah.
and chatted with us for a few minutes. And right before us, she was doing an interview for some folks who were filming content, and was having like a relaxed conversation with them. Like,
Yeah.
and I'm so glad. So we were stuck in Artist Alley for most of the day, searching for things and just browsing.
Yeah, we did get a lot of stuff, which we can get into in a bit.
Yeah, but we didn't see a whole lot of the rest of the con floor as a result.
Right. So I was then sort of into like our friends who were there, Dylan, Tyson, Chandler. I thought we'd bump into them like every 5 minutes, but it was big enough and we were in different areas that we just didn't see them.
And finally, I'm like, I need to find Unknown. Like, it's on my list. I need to find Catherine Disher. I don't know when I would see her again
Right.
to get her signature for this damn thing. So I'm like, we need to find Unknown. And then we found them, which was near the front of everything. And because it's so big, I didn't even see.
Yeah, and it was happenstance. Like, we were walking over towards writer's block,
Yes.
and it was like, oh, there it is. Let's hit it up now.
Yep.
So that was sort of the theme of like seeing stuff as we were wandering other places to some extent. Like,
Yes.
while we were in, I was holding our place in line for Spenguli, and you found Keith Williams to start the jam piece for Alpha Flight.
Yeah, shout out to Dylan, who was able to get that template jam piece printed off. He worked with the designer, got printed off. You picked it up the week before the con on the way home from the gym.
Yeah.
Was able to get it to Keith Williams, who was an inker on Alpha Flight, John Byrne's run on Alpha Flight. And I had reached out to him and arranged it, and got that over to him because I had him pick. I'm like, who is your favorite to draw? And he said Snowbird. So he started off the jam piece, I think, on a very strong note by contributing Snowbird. But it took all day because there were two in front of me, and I felt so sorry for him. And please, if you are commissioning an artist and you have a lot of inking on your piece, maybe tell them like it's okay if you have other small commissions to go in front of me or like work it in between.
Yeah.
Because mine was a 2x3 square, Snowbird, very simple. He spent hours inking this very dark piece for someone,
Yeah.
and it really sucked. And because I respect his artistry and everything, I'm not going to be mad at him. It's not his fault. He got a commission. He needs to make that coin.
Yeah.
But I had already lined up a second artist, Jay Lee, to do another piece on the jam piece. And I'm like, oh, I'll go to Keith.
Get that done first and
And
then
then
get it to
bounce it.
Jay.
Yeah. And bounce it over to Jay. And I couldn't pick up that piece until like a half an hour before the con closed.
Yeah.
And that really sucked. So, like, if you're out there getting a commission, like, maybe just throw a nice note at the artist and be like, if there's a simple one you need to like dash off in the middle, go for it.
Or if it's complicated, see if they have like a mailing option,
Exactly.
like my Bob Quinn Shatterstar and Richter.
Yeah.
Like
Like,
he wasn't going to get it done that day, so he
yeah.
took down my information
And then
and
you connect afterwards.
yeah, and sent it along.
Yeah. So that was, it was a little sucky because I was really looking forward to Jay getting a crack. Like, I'd even lined up. I'm like, can you do North Star or Shaman? Like, your style would work great with either. And he's like, yeah, swing by. I'll get you hooked up. It's fine. And there was just not time.
Yeah.
But I do love the Keith Williams contribution. So there's always a silver lining when it
Yes.
comes to something like that, that he did a great job interpreting Snowbird in not an overly wrought way, because there's a lot going on with her costume. Like,
A silly headpiece.
yes. So that's the one original commission. We found a bunch of other stuff, though. I want to shout out Margaret Lee, who is an artist out of Ohio. And we were wandering through Artist Alley, and there was a Bun Bun art piece, and it looked like Asta in a suit.
It does like gray nose, gray ears, red eyes,
The mouth.
the mouth.
And we were just walking by, and you're like, oh, look, a Bun Bun. And I'm like, I need to get it. And she does commissions, so I feel there will be Nick and Nora pieces as well.
Are you going to get like a similar period piece outfit?
I think so.
That's fun.
So it's a little Asta, in a bow tie and suit jacket.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was a good find. You got an Uhura from someone.
Yes, we'll need to find the card to give them a proper shout out on Instagram.
Okay.
Also with a little Zagreus, because I love Hades.
Yes.
Also Zagreus related, we got little stuffies. You found
It is Night Owl Workshop. So I follow her on Facebook, and I knew she was preparing for C2E2 months ago. And she would give previews of, like, here's some of the characters. And one of them is she has a whole X line. And I knew I wanted to get a Gambit from her, because Gambit's having a moment, but I'm also a giant Gambit fan.
Yeah, you are.
So I was like, I need to get one. And it was a the end of the day sort of thing
And you
where I was
just walked
walking.
past.
Because I had t it totally left my brain that I was looking for it. And because the con was so big, like, even when you walked by some stuff, you wouldn't see it because you're just concentrating on trying to get through the crowd.
Yeah.
But I was walking to meet up with you so I could pick up the Keith Williams piece and get out. And I was like, Night Owl, shit. And I was walking with Mickey. I'm like, we need to stop. I need stuff.
I need a.
And so I saw Gambit, and then I saw Zagreus, and I'm like, I need to get Zagreus for you
Yes.
because not only do you love Zagreus, it's cute as shit.
It is like one red button, one green button for his eyes. Like the. I love his laurels, how they change color.
And she's super nice, and she is like, reach out to me after the con, like, whatever weapon your partner wants. Or Zagreus, I'll make. Like, I've made all of them. So, like, we can connect afterwards and I can get that to you.
It's going to be the fists of Malphon,
I don't know what that is.
the big fists.
Oh.
So, if I ever do a Zagreus cosplay, which hopefully at some point I will, my plan is to get those big lawn leaf collecting claws
Oh,
and
yeah.
bejewel them,
Okay.
and that those will be the fists.
So, super, again, she was super nice, took the time to talk to me about like creating them and how she does commissions and things like that too.
There's a lot of detail, like
And
especially the Gambit with his
I could tell that
suit.
she had been scarred throughout the day by people approaching her because I was like, I want Gambit and I want Zagreus. And she's like, okay, but before I get them, like, you need to know that these are like made by hand prices. And she gave me the prices. I'm like, I understand. Yeah, I'm willing to pay. Like,
Oh, like people chose stuff and then they
we're
had sticker
sticker
shock.
shock, and they're like, nope, not doing it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Which it's like, do you see the amount of, like, she had a wall of characters.
That's a lot of work for each one.
Yes, and she makes them all ahead of time. I saw her post after the con, and she's like, done for the season. Looking forward to fall cons
Oh.
because I'm she has to replenish stock and everything.
Yeah.
So, but yes, like the quality, I'm holding Gambit right now, like even his front piece,
The body contouring in the pink part, like
and these are cuts, like these are cuts within felt, which I don't even know how to do to make it look that
oh,
good.
even on the blue part too?
Yeah.
Wow.
So these are like slices that are done in to each little piece.
Oh.
So, Night Owl, look them up. She's great. So that's my new Gambit piece, aside from the 3 issues of Nicieza's Gambit run that I found at
Oh,
one of
yeah.
the 2 comic booths we stopped at. And that's it. There were so many.
And there were more.
There were so many more. And it's like I've blown my budget basically.
Yeah.
So,
And on art, there was a lot. Karina Guevara is the artist who I got the Yuhura and the Zeg from.
oh, great.
And I was shocked that I was the first Yuhura that she sold.
Because it looks so good.
It looks so good. And I don't know, it's just odd. Like, she's iconic.
She is.
Like, you think original series, it's like, oh, Kirk's Black Uhura.
Yes. Well, McCoy.
Well,
But no one wants
sure.
McCoy
No.
art. No one's going just for the McCoy art.
But like the legacy and the impact that she had on Star
True.
Trek,
Yes.
like Mae Jemison being in TNG,
Because,
recruited by
yes.
Nichelle Nichols to join the space program.
Yes.
Like, that's huge. The visibility piece of being a woman of color in command.
Yeah.
Although technically she didn't get the command of the ship until the animated series, but whatever. So we got those art. We saw friend of the podcast, Daryl Young.
Daryl Young, who you went to, well, I was elsewise occupied, which we'll get to in a couple minutes, I'm sure.
I
But
did, and I recognized some of the people that I wanted to get for you. There's Rom, not Rom from Star Trek Deep Space Nine,
yes.
Moogie, but Rom the Space Knight.
Yes.
And
You asked me about Nova, and I'm like, I think I have Nova. Now I'm looking at the wall. I'm like, I don't have Nova, which is fine because when I get money again, I'm going to commission Quasar from him because I asked him, he's like, yeah, because he has a specific style, which is very
like the
like
classic.
Silver Age, Bronze Age-ish interpretations.
And he loves the cosmic crackle, like
Yes,
the,
the Kirby Crackle.
yes.
So,
It's present on the Marvel I got, since that's a new piece of his. You got it on Jack of Hearts. Just like the fun, flamey things. I will probably end up getting a Nova and a Doctor Strange. But there's a whole, like, that universe character that fits, like, it looks like it's from the panel,
Yes.
with all the cosmic crackle.
I think it's Eternity. I think that's the character's name, is Eternity.
In one of the 93 annuals.
Which I would love to cosplay. I would just have to get like a full bodysuit and just zip into it and have a cape
Yeah.
and like always be waving the cape up.
Yes. There, I got Angel in his red outfit and two Captain Britons.
Yeah.
One for you, one for me, which is also a new one of his.
Oh, nice. And you were talking to him, and then you found me, and he's like, Daryl Young, or you were like, Daryl Young wants to talk to you
But
and say
yeah,
hi.
I mean, he has met a lot of people. So, like,
Yeah.
we have first met him at a Twin Cities con.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years
So,
ago?
I think that's where you got your five.
Yes, because he does a deal. The man
Yes.
has a good deal if you buy over three.
It's
They're 10
true.
bucks each.
Yeah. So, I had gotten a Colossus and Nightcrawler. You got Black Knight, Wonder Man, which is the one I forgot, Hercules, Jack of Hearts, and Gambit.
Yep.
And now I'm getting more frames because I need them for all
Which they'll be
these.
here on Friday. So next weekend, in
Yeah.
just a few short days, we can just frame them up.
It's nice, like, not having them sit around while
Yeah.
you wait to get a frame in. So getting them framed right away will be great. But yeah, Nova, Eternity, like, all of them look good.
They do, and it I have a philosophy now, and I started this spring when I refreshed the living room, where I'm just rotating art. Like, It doesn't need to be out all the time. Like, you can pop it out of the frame, put something else in there, and
Yes.
just keep it fresh looking.
Oh, which is different than me of like get it on the wall and then you don't have to touch it.
Yes. But
Oh.
there's just so much, like, I can't have everything I own up at the same time.
It's
So,
true. You are limited by the amount of wall space.
yes. So, yeah, it was good to see him and see his selections. I
Yes.
was on the hunt to get many things signed.
And I think you found everyone, didn't you?
No.
Oh, we didn't
And
find Martin Simmons or James Tinian. They had like special events. So they were like, we'll be back at this time.
yeah, Tiny Onion, which is Tinian or Tinian's
Yeah.
company, publishing company, had a big presence. Like, everyone who works in that publishing house was there, but they had like a different booth somewhere where they were doing signings and stuff. So, like, we didn't catch him, which is unfortunate because I had the one amazing X-Men issue that he wrote for
And
him to sign.
we love Amazing X-Men. I hope that Dracula like
Yeah, and we wandered by Martin Simmons, and he's going to be there at the same time as the Svengoolie panel.
and we're like, oh no.
And we're like, well, guess we won't catch him. And I didn't get Chip Zdarsky,
Oh, that line was
because
super long.
Chip Zdarsky's line, he was like actively sketching while there was a line. Like, I cannot imagine trying to get a commission done and then dealing with like it. And it stretched
Hordes.
back. It was like at least 50 people in that line to meet him. And I'm like, I can't do another line. I can't.
I think that was another one of those cases where people had like 10 or 12 things for him to sign. Like it happened to him, it happened to David Nakayama, and someone else had like a stack that.
But I did on how because I had Howard the Duck number one. I didn't keep a whole lot of stuff when I first from when I first started reading comics weekly, it like 10 years ago. But I did keep my Howard the Duck run that Zdarsky did. But Joe Quinones was there, and I got his signature on
Yeah.
Howard the Duck one. So I'll take that as a win.
Nice.
And I always feel so bad like trying to get artist signatures because they're in the middle of drawing and you just sort of stand there awkwardly. You're like, do they know I'm here?
Yes, I had that happen a few times. I'm like, hello.
But I did get David Nakayama to sign three of his exclusive covers that I had gotten at the Uncanny Experience
Yes.
last year, and a Cyclops print
Nice.
from him.
That's true.
Jay Lee, I got him to sign Namor 37, which is the first issue of The Savage Submariner
Oh,
when he got all feral.
and a foil cover.
Yes, it's a foil cover. Stephanie Phillips, Rogue and Gambit number one from last year, I think that was. With I had her sign the Lucas Wernock variant. And Alpha Flight number 20, which is an iconic one with Gilded Lily.
Oh.
I had Keith sign that, and also Rick Parker, who is a
Letterer.
letterer who lettered like thousands of Marvel comics. And I looked up the list and I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and picked three. So I got that one signed by him. So I have two people who are on that book that signed
Yeah.
it to me. And then I had him sign the first issue of both Hercules miniseries from the mid-80s. And he looked at volume one and he's like, oh, I actually designed that Hercules logo.
Yeah.
It's one of two logos I ever designed at Marvel.
Yeah. And the person next to him had also been there for.
Tom Orzechowski was next to him, which wasn't promoted as being there. Otherwise, I would have had shit for him to sign too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he worked on a bazillion and one books too.
Yeah. So, like, in terms of gathering items, knowing who will be there is a big thing, and
What
also knowing where they are.
I so what that's another criticism I have of them. It's knowing who's going to be there. They did a somewhat okay job updating things. No one in the writer's block was promoted
Oh.
because Keith DeCandido,
Oh,
who
yeah.
we talked to, he was nowhere on their site. I knew it because I follow him on Instagram. And
Yeah.
writer's block is an official part, just like Artist Alley,
Yep.
where they have to book a table. Like, they know that they're there. They're just not posting, which sucks. That sucks for the people who are paying money to exhibit there.
Because we were looking on the guest page, the filter was all guests. It's not like we were looking only at the Artist Alley people. It was everyone. And he wasn't there. But you got some Young Hercules novellas.
Yes, he and his wife, they're like, yeah, we were moving some boxes around in storage and found them.
And
I
there's.
had him sign Starfleet Corps of Engineer book number one.
Yeah. Which was such a fun, like. It was after you had started reading and like comic book college had them on sale. And it's like, oh, I don't think he has this one. And it worked out as a great gift. And then now you have a signed copy.
So yes, the general promotion of who's there and the filters that they have, there's no filter for writer's block on that guest
Yeah.
thing. So yeah, that was a little rough to know who was going to be there or not.
Yeah.
And
And hopefully an easy thing to add.
yeah.
I got a great Nightcrawler print by Alex Ogle. Like, it's, I don't know, it looks great. The colors are great. He's got a little bit of fangs that pop amongst the blue and the black of his face. There are a lot of great prints from him. I got Captain America 328, first appearance of Demolition Man.
Yeah, so we each had like a short list. Like you were going after D-Man appearances
And Son of
and
Satan's.
yeah, yes, and Son of Satan, Damon Hellstrom
Yes.
stuff. And mine was all over the place, but I had it like printed up on a piece of paper in like size 40 font
Yes.
because I was like, I have spreadsheets too, but like the horror of being a big con and trying to switch between a bazillion tabs. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I just had two tabs to go between. And I'm like, oh, I don't have this yet. Oh, I don't have this yet. So.
Yeah, like the first place we stopped at, which I think they gave us a card promoting them.
Or another event.
I don't know. Yeah, but they had like the gambits I needed.
That's where I got Captain America, and they had a bunch of the Marvel spotlights involving Damon Hellstrom before he had his own series. So that was awesome. And then there's another place with huge aisles, but very tightly packed.
Very tight, and they had like almost anything you can imagine. Like, I have some of the Longshot miniseries, and I was like, oh, they have Longshot one. Oh, it's $75. Nope.
But now we know, like, that's going to be a save up for it sort of thing. And I got Thing 36 because I had learned recently that at the end of the runs they didn't publish as many, so they're harder to find. So I was like, it's a D-Man appearance, I'll get it. Which was easy enough.
Yeah, I found a few of the cosmic titles I was looking for.
Star Blaster?
Star Master.
I was close.
So those were the only two comics places we stopped. Oh, another thing, I brought three issues to get signed by Art Adams, legendary Marvel artist. They were the three Uncanny X-Men annuals he did,
Oh.
including like he helped create Storm's Asgard look. So he was very much like, that man has been in the business so long, like he did not even engage in conversation with me.
No.
He just signed those issues and I thanked him and that was it.
Nice.
And because we found his table right as he was coming back from break, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty successful finding the people I wanted to get things signed.
Yeah. Rodri signed the Halloween issue one with some fun Deanna Troi art on the cover.
Wait, no, that wasn't Rodriguez.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Or was it Joe Eisma?
It's Joe Eisma.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't have anything for Rod. You forgot that issue.
Oh, yeah. To look up what exactly it was, Defiant 3, I think, or Star Trek number 3.
It's the one you read recently where I'm like, look, it's Rod Reese.
Yeah.
His name is right there in the art.
Yes. But good run of people. I am glad that we didn't go to any of the pop or action figure places because we have no room. So that was it
True.
anymore.
Yeah. One thing I did get signed for you, like a hot ticket,
Oh, yes.
was Brandon Sanderson was doing a free signing, and the tickets were posted for free. And Mickey and I, Mickey's a huge Sanderson fan. I like Sanderson's writing. He likes Sanderson's writing.
Yep.
But Mickey loves Brandon Sanderson. So both of us, like one afternoon, like a month ago, when the tickets were going to be posted, like 3 p.m., we were both hovering on our computers and went in there and got them.
Yes.
But we got Friday ones. And both of us realized it at the same second. We're texting and we're like, shit, shit. I reloaded really quickly and got a signing because it was half hour blocks. I got like the last half hour block on Saturday, but by the time Mickey went in, it was gone.
Yeah.
And the next day were lightning signing times. So that was our backup. So we got one. Like I reserved one in your name, my name, and Mickey got one. So that was our backup. But because I got the, you can go in with more than one thing. Like lightning signing is you stand in line, he will walk down the line, scribble his name as he's walking. Like you do not talk to him, you do not get photos with him.
Yeah.
He's too busy. So this one, I got the reserve ticket at the booth where you could bring,
Up to three items.
yes, is what they promoted. And you get to talk with him and you get a picture with him. So Mickey went to the booth beforehand when we first got there, got a nice hardcover copy of a book for me and for him because I had like my beat up paperback copy of a book. You had one, you had a hardback already.
Yes, A Memory of Light is the last book of the Wheel of Time that he ghost wrote for Robert Jordan to close out the series after Robert Jordan's death.
Yes.
And
And not even Ghost wrote, they're co-writers. Like he's.
I thought it was F, or maybe he knew that his time was coming, so he worked with
No,
him.
ghostwriting means you are not credited.
Oh.
Brandon Sanderson is credited as a co-writer on that book.
Oh. Definitions I did not know before. You
Yes.
heard it here first, folks.
So, I had that book in my pile, and I
Yeah.
had Mickey's, I had mine, and then I was like, I have my paperback still in my backpack. I'm just gonna add it in case I get four items, and I did. And then Mickey found me. You had gone off to go to a couple booths.
Yep.
Mickey came to keep me company in line, and they were like, oh no, like the limit is on the amount of items that you can get signed. Like you can go with him to like talk to Brandon and
Oh,
be in the picture.
and he had a bluey shirt,
Yeah,
so
Mickey,
in the moment of being
Mickey
starstruck.
pronouns.
Oh, yes.
Brandon Sanderson did not have a bluey shirt.
No.
Mickey had a bluey shirt on.
In the starstruckness, it worked out because then they were able to talk about Bluey.
Yes, Brandon Sanderson was like, do you have questions for me? And Mickey's like, no, I'm just sort of like starstruck. And Brandon Sanderson was like, oh, Bluey, like we just watched the latest season. What did you think about it? Like this surreal conversation that
Yeah.
Mickey had with Brandon Sanderson about Bluey. So we got a picture with him, and then we walked past the lightning signing line that we would have been in. And it was rows of people, like hundreds of people standing in different rows and just waiting. And I'm so grateful, like I was lucky enough to reload that page and
Yeah.
get the ticket that I did, because that would have been just miserable.
It's true.
So.
We got another book from Writer's Block by queer author, queer plotline. Super excited about that.
Yeah, Mason Thomas.
Yes.
So,
And I,
I
oh,
didn't.
and then on the way out, so you were in line. I was talking to Daryl Young. You picked up your snowbird piece.
We
We
stopped
all
at zero.
said we
Stop
all
it.
said hi to Daryl Young.
Yep.
And then on the way out, you were like, oh, that's Gigi Edgley. She was on your list. And she was. I had totally forgotten that she was going to be there.
Yeah, from Farscape, in case people don't know.
She played Chiana, so she would have had so much makeup all the time.
She was blue with a white wig.
The monochrome,
Oh.
all black and white, like shades
Oh,
of
I thought
gray.
she's blue.
That's Zan.
No, I thought I swear, but you know better. You've actually seen all Farscape. I've seen like a season and a half.
I
But
mean,
I
there's usually like blue lights around her
okay.
to show off the
But
monochrome.
anyway, yes, tons of makeup.
Yes, she was there.
And she was like talking with one person. I'm like, Gigi Edgley, go. Go. Because they had already come over like the intercom and they're like, the con floor is closing in half an hour.
And she was very nice. She said she was having a great day. I'm like, oh, if I'm tired, I can't imagine how tired you must be, like being an exhibitor. And
Yeah.
but no, she was having a great time talking to people. I did like the character growth that Chiana had, so complimented her on showing that. She has some new music videos and things to check out as well.
Cool.
And yeah, she was super nice. I got a picture of some of the cast signed. I don't know if it'll work out to get signed by everyone that's in the picture, but it would be fun. Like, I would still lose my mind if I met Claudia Black or Ben Browder. But she was just so nice. And yeah, that was a nice way to cap off the day because we were also tired and also hangry.
I did not eat a single thing. I did not drink a single thing at that con.
No, like
Like
we
I
went to the
was
bathroom in shifts because we thought that we were supposed to, not because our bodies were like,
right.
hey, this is happening.
Yeah, like I was so dehydrated. It, and the food smells did not appeal to me. Like because I was so overstimulated by like so many people and so many things, I was like, I can't even consider eating right now.
Yeah.
Like the thought makes me nauseous. And then the food smells. And then you see the line of like 50 people waiting for a slice of pizza, and you're like, you know what?
Or a hot dog.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah. But overall, great con.
Yeah. Would you go again?
I would have a better list of it's stuff to bring. So I'm glad for Uncanny. It's a smaller guest list.
Yeah.
And I have
And
the issue that I want to
Chris Clare went to sign.
well, yes, but also Leah Williams.
Oh, yes.
I had the X Factor to be signed.
Yeah. And I think C2E2, if we went again, like as much as it's overstimulating, I think I might want to do 2 days.
Just to break it up and focus on
Yes.
different areas.
Yes, because when you were talking with Gigi, the three of us were waiting and you had a great con. You were there for like 5 to 10 minutes talking to her. It
Yeah.
was really cool. And it gave me time to look around and I'm like, I didn't even know there are these big like toy booths. And like, I didn't even know these were here because we never got to this sector of the
Right.
con floor. And it would give us like, in that situation where I had to pick up the thing from Keith, I could have dropped it with Jay and been like, here, we'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
We just didn't have that luxury. So,
So folks, when you do C2E2, plan for 2 days.
yeah, like, and then you can do shorter amount of time too. Like, you can go in and if it's too much on Saturday, be like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, you get more of a spread of panels as
Yeah,
well.
I would probably do Friday, Saturday.
Still to avoid the kids on family day.
Family day is typically Sunday there.
Yeah.
Yes. And the amount of strollers and everything to battle.
Would have been terrible to Artist Alley.
And it stops at 5 on Sunday. And I just think Sunday is a good travel day.
Yeah, even if you don't take today off like we did.
Yeah. And I still would. Like, absolutely.
So yeah, lots to offer. Go in with a plan.
Yes. And
And
the oh, you mentioned one thing that they could have improved, finding people. So they have an app and it has everyone there, but you can't search for the people. You have to go on the interactive map and click through a million different balloons that take forever to load to try to find someone's name, which I didn't have time for on the con floor.
yeah,
I'm like, I know they're in Artist Alley, but it goes literally from aisle A to aisle Z.
and I don't remember there being like table or booth or like some rows had letters for Artist Alley, and I think other places had like There's a thing for row 100, row 200 over by
And
the cosplay
that
corner.
was columns. So you had columns running, and then you had rows.
Right. So just being able to put something on there, like the letter of the artist alley that the person is at. Daryl Young was able to post where his booth was at.
And that's where you had to rely on it. You had to, one, you had to know that people were going, and two, they had to post. And some of the comics people don't, especially if Instagram is not their main method. I tried to when we first got there, and I'm like, I'm going to write down like what their booth says
And it
on the
wasn't.
post-it. And it's like two of them had posted, the rest of them, like Keith Williams, bless that man, had written down in his post, like, I am booth B11 or whatever it is. So I could go to him right away to give him my piece. But most of them, it's like, I know they're here.
So just a bit of a helpful wayfinding.
Yeah, because it.
When you're on a mission and you have a goal,
Yeah.
it would just help.
Yes. And maybe
So,
that's something that you can check out beforehand, because I didn't look at that map before we got there. So I don't know when they loaded it into the app with finalized locations. Because that's something you can do on like your lunch break. You're like, okay, I need to click all these balloons to plan the week before.
So, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Would go again.
I hope that in the future the main comic people, like IDW, wasn't even like none of the major comics publishers had a presence, and that sucked.
Dark Horse or Boom wasn't there either.
Like you're relying on, at that point, third parties like the Unknown Comics and things like that to promote your comics for you.
And Zoop wasn't there. And looking back, that would be a great place if you're trying to crowdfund
Oh.
different comics projects.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if Zoop also had a booth, they would probably be able to get a lot more pledges for different projects. I mean, I don't know how you would pick and choose which ones on there. You could probably do like editor's choices or like here's a full list to go check us out with their different tiers. That's where we got the Cyrano Pride issue and the hardback.
So I think taking a look at their programming model and things might be a good thing too. And it's so different, because Mickey and Mike had a great time going to like the game show stuff.
Yeah, some of the panels.
Yeah, they had a great time.
That would be another piece about going, being able to go 2 days as you get all the panels you want and all the wandering time through Artist Alley and Writer's Block and
So would do again,
Yes, agreed.
but also still need to recover.
Yeah, the drive was long.
It was a long drive back.
Not as much construction as there could have been. So thankful for that. But driving, I couldn't figure out why my fingers hurt, and I think it was I was clenching so hard because it was raining
The
almost the
entire,
entire trip. And you get your windshield wipers to the right speed, and the minute later you'd have to adjust it again. And some of the spots when it was harder, it like people don't turn their lights on, and you're like, I think this is an appropriate distance, so I can barely see that there's a car there through the spray that will give me enough time to safely stop if need be. So
But we're back with the buns.
back with the
They got
buns.
treats.
So many.
So yeah, if you have any questions about C2E2, or we'll be posting stuff as well,
All the treasures that we got.
feel free to ask if it's not clear like who did what,
Yes.
and we're more than happy to point you in the right direction.
And give shout outs to all the great stuff that we found.
Catch us in a couple days when we will have our regular episode out.
Yes.
Until then, have a great day.
Stay warm and dry.
Bye.